started as a first grader. My mom was the school secretary for the entire time that Barry and I were in school, so for about 12 years at least. And so for the first couple years, we would go when she went to school and, you know, walk with her. And if it was, she would get there just a few minutes before 8. And if it was earlier than that, we would go down and spend 10 minutes or so in the kitchen because Grandma was down there getting lunches ready. But after probably second grade, I would guess, is when we started walking to school on our own. We could cut through the field behind the Lutheran church, and it was pretty much of a straight shot from seeing one house to the school and the school back to our house. You could probably see the entire way. So, and it wasn't risky days like it is now when you would, like, we don't want to let our kids out of our sight. But first grade was, I'm going to say, all of our grade school classes. The first four grades were considered the new classrooms at that time. And the biggest thing that I remember throughout the school year, every year, was the Christmas party. Teachers each had a fresh cut Christmas tree in their classrooms, and we would draw names, probably had a dollar limit, I'm guessing at that time, a limit of a dollar for the gift for our classmate, and the special treats would get made, and it was always held the afternoon of the day before Christmas vacation. The tree would have been decorated with paper chains and popcorn and homemade stars and snowflakes and that kind of thing, and maybe a box of lights that somebody would bring from home. Having that Christmas tree in the classroom was always such a festive feeling, and it just carried the holidays for all of us, I think. I loved that whole time of year.
Summer was over. Did you always look forward to that first day of school?
I don't remember looking forward to it, but I certainly didn't dread it either. I liked school. Probably by the time fall came around, I felt like it was time to get back to normal.
What did you do on the playgrounds during your recess?
During recess, it was pretty much just the monkey bars, swings, and keg or running around. The one funny thing that I do remember from maybe third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade was that there was a place in the back of the school that was kind of an odd-shaped hill that they had blacktop. I think when an addition was put on, somehow things didn't line up exactly like they could have, but there was a short-ish hill that was blacktop, and our janitors, Dusty and Jack, Store, battled with who was going to be in charge of that. Dusty would ice it down in the wintertime so that it was slippery and the kids could play on it as an ice hill. And a day or two later, Jack would come along with sand and sand it down or salt so that it couldn't be used anymore. And that went on for years. I think they just kind of battled back and forth for supremacy on that hill so the kids could play it. And it points out kind of their personalities. Dusty was a wonderful, wonderful guy, and Jack was too. Dusty's was, I think, his whole reason for being was to make people happy. And when he could see kids slipping and sliding and having fun out there, he was in his element.
Do you want to try to remember the names of your elementary school teachers?
Sure. Mrs. Murphy, Mrs. Nolte, Mrs. Jacobs, Mrs. Wyack, Mrs. Sanigade, and in sixth grade it was Mrs. Miller and Mr. Gilman. And seventh grade, I think we had Gilman. I think he switched and kind of moved ahead with us. And then Mr. Lehman in eighth grade, he had a English teacher named Mrs. Vandermeulen in eighth grade. Mrs. Volk was home ec teacher. I don't remember if that was eighth or ninth grade.
Where did you practice driving?
We always and still own the property out at the Wykowski farm, and started driving, first of all, on my mom and dad's lap, and then I would guess by the time we were 8 or 10, we were driving on our own, practicing on the farm road. and there was never any other traffic out there, so it was a good opportunity to learn to drive. I tried to do the same thing with my kids. They started them early. I ended up as a driver ed teacher preparation professor as an adult, so the whole driving thing got, I see nothing wrong with starting kids early in a safe environment, and kind of carried on exactly the way my mom and dad did.